Angler Chronicles presents Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Good morning, Southern California. From Joshua Tree to Dutch Harbor, from the Canadian wilderness to the Amazon jungle. Buckle up, because it's going to be wall-to-wall action on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Radio Outdoor Expeditions is brought to you by Owner Hooks, perfection in hooks, the experts at Sports Chalet, On Target Shooting Range, Bass Knuckles Clothing, Bite On Fishing, and Phoenix Bay Company. Good morning, Southern California, and welcome to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And just to let everybody know, we're here live at Angel Stadium on this huge antenna. Underneath the antenna, 50,000 watts, and we're reaching all over the place. So the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to give you a number. It's 877-8-830-830. One more time, 877-8-830-830. Call in with any question you may have. But let's start the show off right. I'll be your host today. My name is Sergio Feinstein, and I'm here to serve you. And I'm surrounded by the posse. In studio, I have on my port none other than longtime friend, business partner, and just a great guy, co-director of the Owner Hooks Fishing Schools, Mr. Ron Hobbs. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Southern California.
Right next to him, heading over to the stern area. I think the port stern we've talked about is none other than Tony Williams, the CEO of Bite On Fishing. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Sergio. Good morning, everyone.
And then on the starboard corner, none other than veteran captain of more than 30 years. And you've been around boats for over 40, and I just dated you. None other than Captain Larry Moore. Good morning, Captain.
Hey, good morning there, Sergio. We're ready for it. We're ready for it this morning. Wake up.
That's right. And then we got to go to the last guy on the posse list, okay, who is not here, but he's on location, because that's what we do on this show. None other than Robert Schneider, CEO of Phoenix Bait Company, which is at Ote Lake, correct? Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be out here. You know, it's been a while, but I'm finally going to get a chance to get out here and catch some fish, hopefully.
Good. So what are you doing? I mean, is it a fishing tournament? Let our listeners know.
Yeah, there's this club I belong to. It's called the Point Seekers Bass Club, and go out fishing about once a month, and this was the spot today. We're here at Ote Lake in San Diego, waiting in line for them to open up the gate. And then we got a little, you know, five fish derby going on here, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay, well, do us a favor, Robert. If by 7 o'clock you can give us an update, go ahead. Okay, I mean, if you catch some fish, make sure you call in and let us know how the fishing is. Okay,
I will do that.
All right, Robert, good luck, buddy. Represent. You're part of the posse, so make sure we have a presence on Ote Lake today. All right, buddy?
Will do. You guys have a great show, and I hope we'll call you soon.
All right, and we'll see you next week for sure. All right, so let's go around the table here, and let's bring an update of what's been going on this week. Ron, anything special going on for you?
Not me this week.
How about, I know, Tony, you said you caught a big fish.
Yesterday, actually, we went out and did a little pre-game for this weekend's big tournament, and caught on a ton of bass, a bunch of trout. Fishing was literally off the hook. Weather was really nice. Everything really came together. Really exciting yesterday.
Great. Did you get a chance to get on the water, Larry?
I did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So give some info.
I got to go fish crappie, and I always think it's kind of funny, Sergio, that amongst all the opportunities of fishing that I've had, from surf smelt to blue marlin, mm-hmm. something about crappie fishing just gets me going. And and I had actually a couple of our friends.
You know what? Let's mention our friends.
William Johnson from William's
Bait and Tackle in Lake Elsinore. And yeah. you also had our other dear friend, Steve.
Yeah, Steve Duncan, and they took me crappie fishing to a secret spot that has to remain unnamed.
No, we can't. Yeah, we can't give that information out.
Oh no, you can't give away a guy's secret spot.
Absolutely.
I don't
not.
Care where it's at. If a guy takes you to a secret spot and he swears you to secrecy before he takes you, you best keep your lips zipped.
Oh, absolutely.
And we caught a lot of them. I put pictures of them on Facebook. You saw them, those crappie. And Steve Duncan caught about a 5-pound largemouth bass on a little finesse.
While fishing for crappie, right?
Fishing for crappie, and so, as well as William's buddy Mike caught one too, probably about a 3-pounder. So it goes right along with what Tony's saying there. Great fishing.
Well, I can just give you an update. What we did on Thursday, we got a chance to film a new episode for Fishing Ventures. I expect that thing to be out probably the 1st of April, okay? And we headed out with the crew of Bass Knuckles, and we headed out with Bobby Martinez, who's a pro staffer on Bass Knuckles, Owner Hooks, Phoenix Bait Company, and we also took Robert Schneider and his buddy Kyle. So we had two boats, two center consoles, and we headed out to the Long Beach break wall, okay? And I can't tell you. I don't want to give away the episode, okay? But it was really good fishing, okay? And I'll give you this hint, okay? The idea was to go get some fish and put the cherry on top with a few lobsters. Well, wait until you see this video. There's plenty of fish. Huge buckethead type sculpin or California scorpion fish, big boys, and some lobsters, and you'll be able to see that, okay? And that show I expect to be out, like I said, the 1st of April. So
I'll tell you what would have made that show a lot better, even.
And what if you were there?
Yeah, if I was there.
Well, yeah. Okay, so let's get a couple of things going here before we go to Tony, and he's going to give us our Southern California Lake Report. I just want to let everybody know some of the things that are coming up. Okay, obviously we've got the Fred Hall Show. That is probably the event that we're all looking for in the month of March. That goes March 5th, which is a Wednesday. It'll run Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We will all be there. I will be manning the Cedrus Adventures booth, you know, and right next to that booth we'll have a booth remembering our friend Ronnie Kovac, and we'll have a lot of information of a lot of the things that we'll be doing here on the radio and on the TV show. So please come by and see us there. We also have some guests that are going to come in. On February 22nd, I'm looking for, we're going to have a guest, Mike Wynn from Turner's Outdoorsman, and he's going to let us know what they're going to be putting out for the show to get you guys all ready, what the specials are. And then on March 1st, we'll have none other than Bart Hall to give us some information. And I suspect we'll have some call-in guests like from Berkeley, from Daiwa, just showcasing what they're going to be showing and introducing at the Fred Hall Show. And then on March 15th, we'll have Viet Nguyen and possibly Bobby Martinez in from Owner Hooks, okay? And we'll be able to talk about all the new line. So it will be right in between the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach and the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar, okay? So that'll be the guest list. We're going to do a little mention right now that Angler Chronicles, that's us here, has gotten involved with the OC Parks, and there's an inner city kids program that's coming up at Mile Square Park in Fountain Valley, and then we'll give more information as we go on. But we've been very, very, very busy. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, Tony, give me some lake reports. Let me know what's going on at our local lakes.
All right, Southern California. Well, through the last week, the weather's been really kind of mixed. You've had sunny weathers. We've had cloudy weather. And the trolling has actually been really good. You want to slow down if you're out there trolling, whether you're bait dunking or just trolling, a really slow, steady speed. Most of the trout stringers are coming up 2 to 5 pounds, which is really nice, rainbows. We've got a lot of mixed and exotic fish that can be caught out there. Nice large bows, even up to 12 pounds I've seen this week.
Wow.
And then the, you know, of course, you've got those exotic fish like the browns and the ruby reds at some of the, our better lakes. And, you know, the all the shore casters, everybody's having a really good time. Yesterday we found a lot of bites in the later afternoon as the morning was kind of tough. It was kind of tough all day, actually. And ended up with five on each. Both Eddie and I went out, saw a bunch of people pre-fishing for the big tournaments this weekend.
Oh, very good. Now, let me ask you a question. Is this heat part of the problem on the bite?
I think the full moon is a little bit of the challenge. You know, when that full moon comes out, the trout think it's daytime and they're feeding at night. So it's a little bit tougher, but I think it's going to be a really good bite, strong bite today and tomorrow. A lot of anglers are anticipating the weight as they get in just about a half an hour here. So we're looking forward to seeing some really good bows come out this week.
Very good. Well, let's talk about that full moon, Larry. Let's talk about how it obviously affects the lakes. We know it affects the ocean. Tell me about the full moon. Do you like fishing the full moon or not?
Now, Sergio, with the full moon, one thing that in the days of old fishing out here in the ocean, one thing was that the bait spread out so much that, you know, and the guys didn't have sonar and everything else like that to catch the bait, and they depended on light skiff to draw the bait in. And so with the full moon, there was too much competition. But now with sonar and everything, the bait doesn't have a chance, you know, so it's a lot different. Although the fish, like let's say offshore species, you know, albacore, the bluefin and everything like that, they tend to be a little bit more scattered out, but usually it's an afternoon bite on the full moon. Mm-hmm. You know, after the fish have had a bit to set down and get hungry again. So remember, full moon, probably an afternoon bite. Was that true when you went out there, Tony?
The afternoon was a lot better than the early morning, although it was nice, good bites consistently all day, but definitely towards the 10 to 2 to 3 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? We fished, like I said, with the Long Beach breakwall in the evening, you know, with that moonlight. It was nice because it really lit us up. And the bite was phenomenal. Okay, just let you guys know. All right, so we're talking about the lakes. You know, what's going on at our home lake there at Irvine Lake?
Irvine Lake today, they're having the President's Day weekend derby. It's today and tomorrow. It is a Masters qualifier. And remember, if you float tube or if you're on a pontoon, there is no fees for launching your pontoon.
Oh, so what is the Masters... mean?
The Masters qualifier is a tournament that they hold once a year. It's their biggest tournament, and it's really open to anybody. Any angler can get in. There is a nominal fee that you pay for the tournament above and beyond the fishing, but it's an unbelievable time where once a year they get together. They bring together all the winners of all of the Master qualified tournaments, and then they have a big party, breakfast served. It's a phenomenal day. They give away a big trophy along with all the food cooked at the tackle store shop.
So basically get in the car and go to Irvine today.
Get in the car, go to Irvine. The weather's going to be spectacular.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
Water's perfect. It's 58, 59, and the bite's going to be off the hook. I don't know if you saw the video that Danny did.
Yeah, yeah.
The aerial footage above that hole. It's go just see the unbelievable.
Stocking. Yeah, so let me do this. Before we go to break, can we get in Dave from Riverside? Let's see what Dave's got cooking. Good morning, Dave. What's going on?
Hey, nothing much. How are you guys doing today?
Hey,
good, good, good. What's up?
Hey, how does the hatchery feeding times affect the fish in the lake when they get there? And what makes a tailwalker a tailwalker?
Nice. That's a good question. Dave, the first one is with the hatchery and how they're being fed. You know, typically these hatcheries are feeding about 6 times a day throughout different days at different hatcheries, so different times. So these trout being very aggressive, it may make a difference early in the morning. As we all know, the bite's best usually early in the morning. But throughout the day, these trout are going to be aggressive, so people are going to get a chance to fish at pretty much any time of the day you go out. But always preferred, you know, early morning fishing. As far as the tailwalkers, that is a rainbow trout, and we can add some more information about. Well, I know that they come from one particular hatchery, and they're really aggressive. They circle around in school,
well,
so they get.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead and answer that. We've got to go to a break. Dave, hold on the line, Dave, and we'll come back with part two of your question. We got to take a break. You're on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Go grab that cup of coffee. We'll be right back.
I got a bad desire. Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you high. Ooh, I'm on fire.
Ducks Radio AM 830 KLAA.
Come check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County. On Target, certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat, Springfield, Sig Sauer, CZ, Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta. 20 lanes open 7 days a week, serving Orange County for 18 years. Conveniently located off the 5 freeway in Laguna Niguel. Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety. All NRA certified instructors. Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties. Folks of all ages and types, from scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target. For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com. Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here with longtime friend and a great partner on our show, Danny Strunk with 22nd Street Landing. Danny, what's going on this summer at 22nd Street? What do you guys got cooking for it?
Well, Ronnie, we have our Wednesday special. Every Wednesday, we have the half, three-quarter day Monte Carlo Pursuit, as well as the Freedom, doing a manager special from 22nd Street Landing. You want to save some money this summer, come on down and fish with us on Wednesdays. We have new management that's taken over the tackle store, the fully stocked tackle store for every need that you might have sport fishing this summer with us.
You've got rental rods there, you've got food, you've got lots of lures and tackle. It's pretty much a complete one-stop tackle store. You can even buy a gunny sack if you need it, right?
Exactly.
What about the website?
Our website is www.22ndstreet.com, or you can give us a call on our phone for reservation or any information you might have at area code 310-832-8304.
Where are you located, bro?
We are in San Pedro, California, 141 West 22nd Street, conveniently located right off the 110 freeway.
And give us the names of some of those great legendary boats at 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro, Danny.
We have the Monte Carlo, the Pursuit, the Sea Angler, the Freedom.
Captain Danny Strunk from 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro. Thanks, Danny. Tight lines.
Bass Knuckles clothing will put the wow in your fishing wardrobe. With designs so nice, you'll want to wear them on and off the water. Bass Knuckles t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, button-ups, and hats are the highest quality on the market. Made from 100% cotton, double-stitched, and pre-shrunk, these shirts are ready to take on life, on or off the water. Tagless design for comfort and finished with Bass Knuckles signature embroidered patch, you're sure to turn heads. Check out Bass Knuckles clothing at bassknuckles.com and also coming soon to a retailer near you. Ask your local tackle and clothing retailers if they carry Bass Knuckles clothing by name. With over 20 designs to choose from, we have something for everyone. So go to bassknuckles.com today to get the hottest fishing clothing anywhere.
Start your morning with Travis Rogers and head home with Roger Lodge for live, local, compelling sports on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, your exclusive home for Angels baseball.
Welcome back, Southern California, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And as we went to the break and I poured myself another cup of coffee, we were talking to Dave from Riverside, and he had two questions. And the second part of the question we had not gotten to, which is why. And I'm going to put this question out to our two experts, Ron Hobbs and Tony Williams. You know, why are these fish called Nebraska tailwalkers?
Well, guys, they're a well-muscled trout. They constantly are in a moving pattern. They constantly swim in circles. That's why some of the bites are better at certain times during the day, because it takes a while to move around the lake. They always move in circles. They not all lakes in California stock them, and they just they give a really good fight. They're well muscled. That gives you an adrenaline rush. They're pretty hardy.
And they got the tailwalker name because when you catch them, they it almost looks like they're walking on their tails.
That's right. What I was going to ask you. Okay, right. So they have that effect. It looks like they're tail walking.
Very aggressive. Yeah.
Hey Dave,
a lot of fun.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. What? So they're like a fish on steroids. And what's the season for them?
As far as the regular trout season, so any trout, any farm that any lake that you're fishing at, the ones that stock those, you're gonna find them in season right now. It's a rainbow trout, so they're pretty much gonna be available when the season starts.
There you
go. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Dave. So just hang on the line, okay? And we're gonna get Leilani. Will get all your information, and then all I need to know is. Would you like some owner hooks package, or would you like a bite-on package?
Send me the bite-on.
Perfect. So there you
go,
Leilani. Put them on the bite-on, and we'll get some product out to you. Okay. Thank you so much, Dave. Well, there you go. Okay, that's why they're called. I know there's a lot of different trout species. We've got rainbows. We've got lightning. We've got tailwalkers. We've got ruby reds and all this stuff. And I think it just makes it kind of fun to see some of these really, really pretty fish. You know, you catch them, you don't know what you're going to get. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and it's good. I'm glad we answered that question. So we go from the sweet water, fresh water, to my neck of the woods. Let's go to the salt water, and there's nobody better than Captain Larry Moore to give us a report of what's going on from Oxnard down to about San Diego. And just an overview, we're going to have some captains calling in and give us some actual reports from some of the landings and stuff, but... Larry, give us an idea of what's going on.
I really look forward to the guys calling in, because that gives us straight from the horse's mouth. Hey, guys, we got the weather being so good here in Southern California. We had a lot of weather right here, 80s, you know, mid-80s, and that has taken effect here on the local waters. Oxnard, Ventura area, they're still concentrating mostly on the sand dabs. The guys are fishing 10-hook ganyons and just loading up on those. I've heard of guys getting 3, 4, 5 buckets full of them. And they're really good eating. They're, you know, it's a good day out on the water, and you get a chance to load up on some good-eating fish.
Mm-hmm.
Come down to Marina Del Rey, and hopefully Rick's going to call in this morning.
Yeah, I'm hoping Rick will call in.
Captain Rick Olfinger will give us the lowdown on that. But bass, sculpin, shallower water, 50, 60 feet, structure fishing, and Redondo as well. Come down into Long Beach, L.A. area, and more of the same. There's 22nd Street Landing has a boat that has been fishing the sand dabs.
I think what we can do is just agree that... Right now, what's being caught is bass. It's sand bass, okay?
Yeah.
With some good days, some slow days. The weather really is fantastic. And I do know that what you're missing in quantity with the sand bass, you're making up in quality. This is a time of year, guys, in the winter, when it's not so rare to bring in a 5, 6, 7 pound sand bass. You're not going to, you know, limit out really easy. I mean, you can still limit out, but it's like these are bigger fish where you better bring bigger, thicker line, because they're going to get you in these rocks. They're really, really tight to the rocks. They're barely poking their head out. If you can imagine a fish inside a hole, he pokes his head out, he grabs your bait, goes backwards, and then you're trying to pull him out, and he just opens his gills, and you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, this time of year, Sergio, they're kind of opportunistic feeders.
Right.
They're hunkered down in a spot, hiding out, and if something comes by them where they're hiding out, it's done. They reach out there and suck in the bait and right back in their hole.
Okay, so that's what I think is happening in our local waters. That if we head south down to San Diego. Did you hear about that boat yesterday?
Oh, the last 2 days. It's been a phenomenal bite down there. 2 days ago, they had about 30 yellowtail, up to 40 pounds, Sergio.
Yeah,
And then yesterday, they had 40. So
I know of one boat that had 26 anglers, landed 40 yellowtail. That's a good ratio.
And okay, you know what the ratio, the catch ratio is on big fish that?
Exactly. When we're talking fish that are over 25 pounds,
fatality rate is up there,
especially with 26 people. You know, I mean, you know you're going to get a tangle. You know somebody's going to bust off. You know somebody's not going to have the right gear. You know somebody's going to have the right, drag going. And so those 40 fish were probably 80 to 90. Okay, that they landed 40. Okay, so there's definitely some fish, good fishing going on down in San Diego.
And these are mostly yo-yo fish too, guys.
Right.
So fish in the iron. Mm-hmm. If it hasn't changed from the previous go around they had on them, they were metering around for the schools, and then they stop on them, and everybody drops down the jig and yo-yos the jig. Wind it in as fast as you can.
Right, and you know, another phenomenon that's happening is a lot of our friends at these different landings, both in Marina del Rey, I know is doing it. I mean, they have the Twilight that goes all year round on Friday and Saturdays. I do know that closer to home here in Orange County, Davies Locker is doing that. I know that Dana Wharf is going to start their Twilight, I believe, when the time change occurs.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's a new thing, Sergio. The boats didn't used to fish Twilight in the wintertime.
Well, you know, I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a story. Back in the day, I'm talking probably, 15 years or so, my dear good friend Norris Tapp, Captain Tapp, in the winter, what would happen, these boats would go out and they go and make squid to have for bait for their three-quarter day, okay? So they'd bring it in, you know, and they'd have it. The problem is where these boats tie up, the water wasn't good quality, and, you know, they're in bays and they had to keep the boat running, and you know what? A lot of that squid would die. So what we would do is, you know, they would bring the three-quarter trape in. People would get off, the boat. And then a few of us would just jump on the boat, and we used to call it babysitting squid. So we'd go outside the harbor, you know, where you have that cleaner water, and just hang out there, to just make sure that we kept the live squid alive. Well, you know, when you got three guys on an 80-foot boat all night out there, why not anchor up in one of these spots? And the winter twilight was just unbelievable. It's big fish. I mean, it's big fish. In the winter, it's not about a 13, 14 incher. I mean, we're talking a 5, 6, 7 pounds. And I've seen some veteran captains and deckhands get spooled, just spooled on fish late night fishing with these live squid. I know we've gotten into some big bass, black sea bass, I bet you it was part of that realm, white sea bass. You know, it was just a great fishery.
Now, I'm gonna share something with you from days past. In the wintertime, we used to fish Catalina, had a regular run, overnight run, me and some other guys close to me, we fished the Tornado and other boats. And what we did was we fished calico bass all night long at Catalina. And what typically happened was they bit in the dark, and at daylight, it was done. It was like somebody slammed the door.
That's right.
And there wasn't another bite to be had. And the guys that were up in the dark had limits or near limits. And the guys that slept in, they woke up and they're like, wow, what happened? Well, sorry, dude, you missed it. And we wouldn't hardly catch a fish the rest of the day.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It was done.
In the early 90s, because of this babysitting squid, I said, well, why don't we just charter the boat and do a 6-to-6, okay?
Well, let's get it going, Sergio. Let's do one.
We did this, where we had 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. We had to be back for the three-quarter day. So as soon as the times back then were different. So we would load up 25, 30 guys and go 12 hours in the evening. It got cold sometimes, but we were able to fish up the line and down the line. Unfortunately, a lot of these spots have been affected by MLPAs, but it was game on. And then one time, we headed over to Catalina, and we had really, really good fishing, but then we lost an engine. So we had to come home on one motor. And it was the only hamper, but it was phenomenal fishing.
I have one more thing to cover here on the saltwater scene, which you said about the Dana Wharf is going to be calling in.
Yes.
But you know what? Maybe when we get back, just give me a couple of minutes just for one little thing to share with you.
Absolutely. We got to take another break. And again, got to warm up my coffee. So pour one on, guys. You're on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Radio.
AM 830.
Flying out of LAX on your next trip? Then park at the parking spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles whisk you right to the front door of your airline terminal. Nothing could be easier or a better value. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. The parking spot has two convenient locations just minutes from LAX Airport. For directions and more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
Hi, I'm Tony Shitanishi from Owner Hooks, and I want to talk to you about one of our new 2012 products, Jig Rig, the hottest terminal fishing product for 2012. The Jig Rig is comprised of an offset hook with a welded ring through its eyes, and on the welded ring is a split ring attached to a slim profile weight. The Jig Rig is unique because, unlike other jigs, the hook moves independent of the weight. This helps to achieve greater bait action, and when fighting fish, the pull is coming directly through the solid ring to the hook, with the weight off to the side. So, unlike traditional jigs, the fish can't use the Jig Rig's weight to leverage the hook out of its mouth. With the weight leading the way, the compact profile of this rig allows for longer and more accurate casts. Weights can easily be removed and added to the split ring without retying line or re-rigging bait. Jig Rig is available with lead or tungsten weights, and Owner's Yuki Bug and JR Minnow are the perfect baits for the Jig Rig. Jig Rig was designed for largemouth bass fishing, but will work on many saltwater inshore species like calico and sand bass. For further illustrations, videos, and instructions, please visit www.ownerhooks.com. Hey, good luck out there this season.
You know that feeling? The feeling of being skunked on the lake? You're bored, anxious, sleepy, just hoping to get that bite on? What do you do to switch it up? Do you run to the tackle store or try to find the guy on the lake who's catching a monster of stringers on trophy fish and ask him what he's using? Because you want to know what a 5, 10, 15, or 20-pound monster or trophy fish feels like. Well, everyone, his secret is out. Bite On Fish Attractants. Simply add Bite On Liquid Attractant to your baits, lures, jigs, dough baits, and live worms. Log on right now for details on your free bottle of Bite On. www.anglerbros.com. That's right, anglerbros.com for details on your free bottle of Bite On. Available now at Turner's Outdoorsman and your local bait and tackle stores throughout California. Coming soon to Sports Chalet and all the Eastern Sierra bait and tackle stores just in time for this year's trout opener. Bite On Fish Attractants, the only scent where fish get hooked. anglerbros.com makes a perfect gift too.
This weekend on Conversations with Joe Morgan, Joe's joined by the father of sabermetrics, Bill James. This weekend on Sports USA.
Tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And we were right in the middle of a report from the saltwater scene. But before that, Ron, we want to say something to our listeners.
Hey, everybody, give us a call. We appreciate all your questions and stuff. But call at 877-8-830-830.
One more time, it's 877-8-830-830. Make sure you call. We got something to give away for every caller. Just make sure it's a good, interesting question. So let's go right away to Captain Rick Effinger, okay, from Marina Del Rey. We were talking about the information there. Do we got Captain Rick Effinger? Are you there?
Hey, good morning, Sergio. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
So tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods.
Fishing is good. I don't know what to say. Of course, rockfish still being closed. Opens up in a couple weeks, as everybody knows. Sand dab fishing and pretty decent sculpin fishing, too. And been targeting the bass a little bit, and that they've had some off and on pretty good leadhead and squid bass fishing, mm-hmm. both during the day and then in the evening. I don't know what they caught last night on Twilight.
Right.
But, I know Jeremy on Spitfire had a couple, you know, I think he had 30, 40 bass trips last week
mm-hmm.
on a three-quarter day boat, which is that's decent fishing for this time of year.
Yeah, this is a good time to load up on really good eats. You know, we were talking about sandas, and people say, oh, you know, it's sandas. Yeah, but they taste really, really good. And then you got sculpin fishing, so it's like...
You know, I'll tell you something about the sandas, because, you know, people who have been fishing for a long time, for years, they were just thought of a throw. You know, they were lesser fish, or didn't get too enthused about it. But Captain Danny took his family to one of the sushi bars that one of our customers has, and they had blacksmith perch and sand dabs and had it prepared in the various manners last week, and it was just excellent. it's not the typical what you expect from a fried bass fillet or rockfish fillet or steamed rockfish or something.
Uh-huh.
But they prepared the dab and the blacksmith in all the various manners, both cooked and raw, and it was a wonderful meal.
Well,
it looked beautiful.
Let me share this with you. I mean, I went to a local restaurant about 2 weeks ago, and they had sand dab on the menu, okay? And the mm-hmm. plate was $22.50. Okay, so keep that in mind, guys. You can go. There's no limit on these things.
Put on a two sabique. Sand dabs on a plate, $22.50.
Yeah, and a sabique. I think it might have been one cut in half. So, yeah, you know, just put on a sabique rig and go to town, and this is really, really good eats. Okay, Captain Rick, do me another favor. Give everybody what boats you got running, what times, and how do they get a hold of you?
You can call us at 310 or 800-822-3626. You can spell it out, 822 doc. The website is mdrsf.com. And of course, we have the Spitfire, the Betty O, the New Del Mar running the open party every day. Give us a jingle. Hope to see y'all out here.
Perfect. Perfect. Are you going to be at the Fred Hall show?
No.
Okay. Well,
might be there myself. We're not having a booth.
All right. Well, make sure you stop by our booth and say hello, and we'll feature you for a little while. Okay.
We'll look forward to seeing you all. Good luck, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick, and Marina Del Rey, where the parking is always free. I love that. Let me take one call here. He's been waiting. Can we take Randy from Costa Mesa? Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing good, Sergio. How are you?
Good. You got a question?
Yeah, I do. Hey, I want to make a comment. You're doing a great job picking up the slack here. You've done a fantastic job.
Thank you.
I really appreciate the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's encouraging.
Yeah, you're doing good. My question is, with the bass bite that's going on right now, would you suggest like a 1 ounce lead head with, say, a creature bait type of thing?
I would have to ask you where you're fishing and what depth are you fishing in?
It would be, say, Newport Reef and 100 feet, 90 feet of water.
Oh, definitely 1.5 to 2 ounce lead heads. Robert, I wish he was here. Robert from Phoenix Company makes me these heads because he does some custom work as well. But he's got 2 ounce Vengeance heads, and they have a weed guard. And I always tell people, you know, he goes, well, why are you fishing a weed guard if you're not in the kelp and you're fishing it in the rocks? Well, you know what? That weed guard helps sometimes bounce off the rocks so you don't get stuck. Okay, that's why I use them. But he's got those 2 ounces. The only problem in 100 feet, Randy, is that if the current's really screaming, you might not make it down there. Newport Reef, I prefer to fish with a lead head when the conditions allow it. But if not, you've always got the reverse dropper loop is what I like there.
Okay.
Or a sliding egg sinker sometimes when you have live bait. You know, but I'm crazy. I'll tell you what, I do a lot of trips to Cedrus. You know, island, and it's only 30 feet of water, but the kelp is so thick, I have to put on a 1.5 ounce to 2 ounce lead head, because when I cast it out, it has to hit the canopy of kelp and penetrate it. You know, I mean, you throw a quarter ounce, it hits it, and it just stays there because it can't sink. So it all depends on your conditions, but I prefer heavier. We just filmed on Thursday at the Breakwall. I was using 1.5 ounce lead heads, and the other people on the boat were using 1/4 ounce to 1/2 ounce. And it's really what you feel comfortable with, okay?
And when you're fishing the Breakwall,
uh-huh.
do you cast up onto the rock, basically, and then bounce it back down? Is that how the technique you're using?
What I like to do is I'm looking at the water level, okay? And you, I kind of prefer a higher tide. And then I'm looking for the holes in between. I mean, when you look at the rocks there, there's these little crevices, these little holes, okay? And I'm trying to pitch it right in there because, you know, we're on a center console. We're pretty close. And you just pitch it in that hole. But as soon as that as soon as your bait touches the water, you got to be in gear. Okay.
Because, you know, Sergio, yeah. The reason for that being, this is Larry, by the way, those bass along the breakwall are waiting for something to get knocked off, a crab, or there's little shrimp that live in there and stuff, and they're waiting for something to get knocked off of the rocks by the swell, and they're right there underneath. As soon as something falls, they snatch it up. So like Sergio said, you cast it up in there, in gear, and tighten your line up right away.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And I would use heavy line. We were getting busted off on 40 and 50, like if it was butter. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, so we actually, I ended up, thank God I had some 80-pound with me and put some 80-pound leader, just a 3-foot leader of 80-pound. And, you know, it was, had to tie up a lot of times. It's really, really rocky there. Anyway, okay. Randy, stay on the line and just let Leilani know if you want either a Phoenix bait package, an owner hooks package, or a bite on package. Okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling. All right. Well, let's go to another captain there at Dana Wharf, Captain Chris Pica. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing great.
Hey, good morning, Captain Pica.
Hey, listen, Chris, you want to chime in on, did you hear that question that Randy had?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
My crew's getting the boat all fired up right now, and I've been talking to him, and I'm sorry I didn't have a chance. What was the question?
Well, you know, he was saying, you know how we wanted, how you would fish some of these reefs. Would you go with a heavy lead header or a light lead header?
So, light. I go with light.
Okay, see? There's.
Well, hey, now that's because of the bite he's got going on down there in Dana Wharf, which is not typical of February, okay? And Pika's going to tell you about it. It's good.
Okay.
He's fishing more like summer fishing in February.
All right, so tell me about it, Chris. What's going on over there?
Okay, guys. Now, one of the reasons why I said go with a light lead head is because you got a lot of calicos coming up to the surface. So when you're throwing out that bait, you know, it's going to slowly sink. So you got a shot at a calico. Then once it gets down a little deeper, you got a shot at a nice sand bass. So, guys, and that's what we've been targeting. Right now, our half days, we got 10 o'clock half days going out, as well as on the weekends, we got double half days where the boat leaves at 6:30, comes back 11:30, then turns around, goes back out at noon to 5. And that's what we've been doing, been chasing those calico bass and those sand bass. Also, guys, 3/4 days aboard the Clemente with Captain Corey Leeser. They're going out and they're targeting sculpin out in the deeper water, then they're coming in. And then they're targeting some of the calico bass and the sand bass and a little end tighter. Guys, man, we're looking forward to the sheephead opener as well as some of the rockfish and the rockcod opener. That's going to be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to that. And that starts on March 1st. That's going to be a big day. And also on March 1st, we have the Fury with Captain Rick Doesburg. Yeah, the Admiral himself.
Mm-hmm.
He will be, guys, he'll be running overnights on the weekends. And, of course, they're probably going to be going out targeting some nice rock fishing as well as calico fishing out at the islands, Catalina Island, San Clemente Island. Also on March 10th, the Fury is going to start their 5-to-5s, and they're going to be fishing Catalina Island, which is a lot of fun. It's an awesome trip. I mean, that island is just loaded with history. In fact, I was reading a magazine that's going to be coming out here, and they had a big article on Catalina Island back in the day when they, you know, in the early 1900s. It's just amazing the fishing that's over there, let alone all the history that's over on that island. So you can go be a part of that, man. It's awesome. Guys, Dana Point Festival of the Whales is coming up March 1st and March 2nd, and also again on March 8th and March 9th. I mean, this whole harbor is going to be going off here, guys. So, you know, if you like more information, you can give us a call here at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. And the phone number is area code 949-496-5794. Or you can look us up on the web at danawharf.com.
Hey, and one other thing I want to add to this. The Owner Hooks Fishing Schools is going to be conducting 6 schools, okay? And some of these will be put into our TV show on Fox Sports West. So I can tell you we have one in May, one in June, one in July, 2 in August, and 1 in September. And it's going to be a lot of fun. This is where the Owner Hooks instructors get out on a boat. We give you the instruction. Plus, you got an unbelievable staff and crew on all these boats. And I'm hoping to get Captain Pika to be one of our captains on one of those trips and just go out, put a herd on some fish, and enjoy the time that we're there and learn something while we're at it, you know? So,
hey, guys, I'll be more than happy to be there. I guarantee you I'll be there.
Awesome. Hey, Chris, thank you so much. And do me a favor. Give the phone number and the website one more time, because you've got a bite going on in Dana. So let's get the information out so these guys can grab their rods and reels and get over and see you.
Roger that, Sergio. The number is area code 949-496-5794, or you could look us up on the web at danawharf.com.
You know what? We were thinking, and maybe we'll do a little fishing tomorrow. I mean, if you've got some bass going on, I'm telling you what, Ron Hobbs over here, the co-director of the Owner Hooks Fishing Schools, I mean, he's salivating on the side. I got Captain Larry Moore going, and I'm going, okay. Even Tony's going, well, I'll switch over from the freshwater to the saltwater. So anyway, Chris, thank you so much. We might get a chance to see you tomorrow. If not, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Hey, great, guys. I'll be running double half day, so you know where I'll be. I'll be running the Legendary Reel Fund tomorrow.
Awesome.
So if you guys want to come on down, I'd love to see you.
All right, thanks, Captain Rick Pika. That is right out of Dana Wharf. Okay, we're out of we're on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLLA. I've got to get him some more coffee. I'm waking up. We'll be right back.
Radio AM 830 KLAA.
Hey, when the sun is out, that means it's time to get a new pair of Typhoon sunglasses at Sport Chalet. Now, Sport Chalet has Typhoon's new AquaView 2 sunglasses with optical enhancement. Toss out your old reading glasses and get a pair of Typhoon AquaView 2s. They're so much better than standard readers because you get hydrophobic lenses as well that are polarized polycarbonate plus magnification powers of either 1.5, 2.0, or 2.5. A standard reader doesn't even come close. Increase your range of vision with a Typhoon AquaView 2. What I love about Typhoon's AquaView 2 is that when I'm fishing, I can see into the water without getting blinded by glare, and the next moment I can read fine print on a lure package or even the newspaper without having to change my glasses. Whenever I go fishing, I wear the Typhoon AquaView 2. Typhoon has over 25 different styles of sunglasses, all with a lifetime warranty. Typhoon sunglasses are available now at a Sport Chalet, but they're going fast.
Kachuma Lake Recreation Area is renowned for its natural beauty, great fishing, and variety of things to do in every season. Set amidst oak woodland in the picturesque Santa Ynez Valley in Santa Barbara County, you'll find everything you need for a relaxing lakeside getaway in the great outdoors. Cabin, yurt, RV, and tent camping vacations are planned easily with online reservations. Enjoy fishing from a boat or on shore. The lake is stocked with hungry trout, and there are plenty of bass, crappie, and catfish for eager anglers. The Kachuma Lake Marina and Boat Rentals also has kayak rentals and a full tackle shop. Go wildlife watching on a Kachuma Nature Cruise, or take a guided nature walk and visit the Neil Taylor Nature Center. Enjoy picnics, bird watching, hiking, photography, biking, or just the scenery. A well-stocked general store has all you need, beverages to camping supplies. Mild temperatures, typically sunny skies, and celebrated fishing conditions make year-round camping here exceptional. Located off scenic Highway 154 in the Santa Ynez Valley, Kachuma Lake is midway between coastal Santa Barbara, area wineries, and the Danish community of Solvang. For full information, visit www.kachuma.com.
It's time for the 68th Annual Fred Hall Show, the ultimate outdoor experience, March 5th to the 9th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest travel show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Discover boating, fishing, diving, hunting, travel, fly fishing, archery, and much, much more at the nation's number one show. Don't miss the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Toyota Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, the Typhoon Bass tank, the Accurate Reel saltwater tank, air gun ranges, laser shots, archery casting, and a full day of family fun. Over 400 continuous seminars presented by Progressive Insurance, Cousins Tackle, Hobie Kayaks, and Keep America Fishing. Enter to win a custom Sea of Cortez fishing trip to Rancho Leonero, a pair of Accurate fishing reels, or a Hobie Pro Angler kayak. Kids free, kids fish free, active military free. March 5th through the 9th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at fredhall.com.
Want to interact with the Travis Rogers Show and the Sports Lodge? Follow them on Twitter at Travis Rogers and at Roger Lodge 7. Send in your tweets and they could be read on the air.
Welcome back, Southern California, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And there was an inside joke as we left, and I called Pika a different name, and that's to be funny. Okay. So, anyway, so.
Too many captains named Rick.
No, yeah, I know, but I mean, that was special. Okay. So, anyway, maybe tomorrow we'll head over down to Dana Wharf and get on one of these boats and go catch some of these bass. So if you're interested,
like, Ron's ready. You ready to go, Ron?
I am more than ready.
Here's another napkin to get that saliva that's coming out of the side of your mouth. Okay, let's go to Don from El Monte. Don, good morning. Don, good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, I had about to the point where yesterday, and I can put full weight on my leg now. You know, it was 5 weeks ago yesterday,
right,
just before Ronnie's funeral, and I broke my leg, and I wasn't able to go to the funeral because I was in the hospital.
Right.
And I'm very sorry that happened, but...
You were with us in spirit,
Don. Stuff happens, so I'll be back on the water fishing probably by May. And I was calling because are you going to have a different number for checking in on fishing schools, or... It's the same number we call when we call Ronnie.
No, everything is changing. So what we're going to do, Don, is I'm going to put together a list that we will hand out at the Fred Hall Show. So we'll have at least, my guess, right around 18 schools, okay, ready to go by the Fred Hall Show with dates, with everything. And then the numbers will be changed. And if you can't get to the Fred Hall Show, because I know you're having some issues there with your leg or whatever, we will have our website ready to go, which will be anglerchronicles.com, and we'll talk about that just as we launch. I believe next week, I think we'll be up and ready to go. And there'll be a section called Owner Hooks Fishing Schools, just like Ronnie had. And then you'll be able to go there, and you'll see the list of all the schools. We'll give you all the appropriate numbers to call in and reserve your spot. How's that?
Well, that's good, but I will hit the show. I got used to a wheelchair, and
good.
My birthday is Saturday of the show this year, so I'll be there. I got friends that are going to push me around. They've always said you got to go, so
yep.
I'll see you at the Fred Hall show.
So let me just tell you where I'm going to be. There's going to be the Cedrus Adventures booth. I will be manning that, and attached to that, right next to it, we have another booth. And that booth will be a memoriam to Ronnie Kovac. And then we'll have a lot of information of what we're doing going forward, both with the radio show and the TV show. Okay?
All right. Be looking forward to seeing you.
I look forward to seeing you there. Give me a big, huge hug. And maybe Larry and I will pull one ear each. And I know, Don, I get to pull a lot, right? One okay. for each year. So... So I'll make sure I get to you, Don. Did we answer your question about the schools?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Stay on the line and talk to Leilani, and you can have your choice of a Phoenix grab bag, an Owner Hooks grab bag, or a Bidon grab bag. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Don's a long time friend. Owner Hook student, just a great guy and just a great fisherman. So
you can fish from a wheelchair.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. So, you know, one of the things that Ron and I got to do this week is we got a chance to go down to Laguna Niguel, okay, and meet up with our good friend, Greg Boslock at the On Target Indoor Shooting Range, and we took some pictures and we got some comments, and say hello to my little friend.
I'm still trying to get that barrel out of my ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice picture. Nice Definitely. Picture.
Good morning, Greg. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. You know, you can just hear better when someone sticks something like that in your ear.
Well, you know, they say as you get older, you have a buildup of earwax. I was just going to just get rid of that real quick.
Yeah, it'll definitely remove it on both sides.
Goes right through. So, you know, for some of you, if you got a chance to see the pic, why don't you describe what we were actually holding there, Greg?
Well, both of you guys are holding the Sig Sauer Model 716 rifle. It's in caliber 5, in caliber 308. And those are, we're the only ones right now that have those on the West Coast. A bunch of them got delivered to us. We had 19 of them delivered to us, which I would like to have had them before Christmas, obviously, because it's a better time to sell them. But at the same time, we finally got them with the supply of firearms this last year being what it was, which is sporadic at best. We were fortunate to get them. We've been selling them right along. We actually tricked them out, which you guys were holding too, had some Trigicon sights on there, some ACOG sights. I was holding a SOCOM 16 that had been slightly modified with a stock and coloration, and it's also in caliber 308. So yeah, those are very fine rifles.
Very impressive equipment. But Greg, what I want to do is it okay to share with the listeners what you showed us and what your plans are? I mean, in a concise way, why don't you tell them what's coming and give them a time frame?
We are expanding. The range is, we've taken over the rest of the building. We're going to have over 21,000 square feet of space here now. Mm-hmm. We're adding an archery range into the back of the range area, actually to the side of the range. It will be a certified distance so that we can hold competitions here, but we're going to dedicate a few lanes just for kids. Just like always, we like the kids. We appreciate the youth. And right now our goal is to have that in place for the summer. I want to have a try and open this up by the 1st of June, actually the end of May, obviously the holiday weekend, and run it from there. And just like anything else, you know, you got to think of the whole family and the kids. And so we're doing that. And archery is missing here in South Orange County. Mm-hmm. I'm not a professed expert in archery. Please don't even begin to think I am. But I know how to shoot a bow. And I've got people that are going to be working with me that are experts, California Bowman's Association and some others who are just great to work with, and they're the ones that are going to help us out.
Okay, and Greg, let's go ahead and give them this information too. Just a little teaser for everybody. What we got coming up, I think maybe late March, early April, or in this time frame, and we'll give you more info. We're going to have an entire segment on guns and hunting that will be spearheaded by Greg. So we'll get that in there. Hey, Greg, I'm almost time to go to a commercial, and I want to make sure that people understand where you're located, the time,
right,
and your website.
Right. Website's www.ontargetrange.com. Best way to look at us. Also, we're 27692 Camino Capistrano here in the city of Laguna Niguel, right off of 5 and Avery. You can also, if you've got some gun questions and stuff, send an email to questions@ontargetrange.com. Just send me that email and it'll do there, or just take the link off our webpage and send me a question and be happy to work that and address that as part of our upcoming part of the show, too. To people have questions and other stuff, we're also going to address ammunition issues and different things. So there's a lot of growth, a lot of stuff going on. March 8th is also the Fred Hall show.
Yeah, and we'll be there.
We're also going to have a big ammo show here. So
Perfect.
You can go down to the Fred Hall show, get all wired up for sound, come down here and
stay. Hey, Greg, I got to go. I got less than 10 seconds. Okay, so guys, we're going to get a cup of coffee. You're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.